He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the May 30th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, look at this. So we've got green lights across the board here this morning. The Dow right now is up 60 points, 15,359. The S&P 500 is up 8.5, call it. We're up 0.5% on the S&P right now. We're at 1,656. The NASDAQ, it's doing the best of all. It's up 21 points this morning. That's 0.6%. The NASDAQ is at 3,489. The euro rising just a little bit. We're at 1.30 on the euro. Finally, we're getting a little stability there in the bond market, which has really been flustered here recently and rocky. The 10-year yield is at 2.12%. I'm pretty sure I saw like a 2.15 print yesterday, which is the highest we've seen in quite some time. Gold is up $18. We're back above 1,400. We haven't seen that in a long time. We're at $1,409 per ounce on the shiny metal. And oil is down $1.17 to $91.69. Do we have any news coming out? Well, GDP is at 2.4%. And I would argue that if you took away the Fed intervention, I don't think we'd have much growth. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We we've entered into a little bit of a questionable time here in the market with Fed speak last week and people trying to figure out what Bernanke actually said. But the bottom line is this. Going forward, when we get bad news on the economy, that's actually good news because the Fed is likely to keep the punch bowl around as long as there's bad news coming out on the economy. Well, we haven't really gotten any good news this week. We have GDP, that's the nation's growth, coming in at 2.4%. That's not exactly a number that's overheated that would cause the Fed to say, boy, we need to take away this punch bowl. This thing's getting just out of hand. I don't see that right now in the economy. At the same time, we got pending home sales this week, which were flat. Yeah, that wasn't expected. I thought we had an overheated real estate and housing market right now. At least this one indicator, this one report doesn't show that. Initial jobless claims, not that great again this week. We still have a long line of people filing those initial jobless claims, 345,000 reported this week. I don't think the Fed can say, well, you know what? This jobs market is getting overheated. We better pull the punch bowl. Why is the punch bowl so important? Well, the punch bowl has kept this market going, I think you would have to say, for the last, who knows, couple of years anyways. We're now in the 50th month of a bull market that just keeps on going. It's had a lot of bad news along the way. It's had a lot of scares along the way. It's had a lot of challenges along the way. Had a lot of fear, a lot of greed. I mean, it's a mix of emotions, and every single day we don't know what we're going to wake up to. That's why you can't get too caught up in the daily action of the market, because it could drive you absolutely batty. I've actually had clients that had gone batty. They had been managing their own money, And they came to me, and they actually were talking to themselves and mumbling incoherently, just absolutely crazy from the day-to-day swings in the market. In my opinion, those folks are better off not being in the market at all. Because, you know, I knew back then, and I still know today, taking on clients like that's not a real good thing. Because the first time any weakness shows up in the market, they're the first ones that are calling me, stammering, stuttering, breathing heavily, palpitating. Yeah, you know what? Why ruin your health over the market? Park your money in a nice CD, get your 1% per year over the next 10 years, and call it a decade, right? Forget all of this daily action and swings and bad news and good news and Fed talk. But if you want growth, if you want to grow your money over the next 10 years, you have to weigh out in your own mind what your options are. There's the mattress theory, right? Well, there's a lot of people that just are happy getting their money, putting it into a savings, a passbook savings account, getting whatever percentage they're getting, but they're saving their money. Their money is not at risk, and there's actually a lot of people out there that are just happy and just fine doing that, okay? But the downside of that equation is you're not going to grow your money. You know, there's another theory that says it takes money to make money, right? Well, if you have money, some people believe in keeping their money working, buying a rental unit, putting some money into a good mutual fund, putting some money into a market basket of stocks and having it managed for them, buying beetle collections, whatever, you know, things that are going to appreciate in value over time. They have a little bit more of an entrepreneurial spirit. But you know what? Here's the downside. Here's the pro and the con to that. A lot of people, including myself in my early days, they get burnt in investments. They get taken advantage of by unscrupulous people in different industries that are after a commission. They're trying to make a commission. I remember when I first started investing, way back when, I was put by a so-called professional money manager at my age where I needed growth. I was put into limited partnerships where I learned that in the beginning, the general partner has all the knowledge. The limited partner has all the money. In the end, the limited partner has all the knowledge and the general partner has all the money and you never see him again. And you know what knowledge you gain from a limited partnership like that? I'll never do that again. You know what? Yeah, I got a few checks, a few interest checks along the way. But when it came time to settle up with the principal, there was a big chunk of principal missing. So there's risk to investing. You have to invest correctly. And you know, you have to kind of ebb and flow along with the economy. The economy ebbs and flows. We've had a 20-year bull market in the bond market. I talked about that yesterday. I was on a radio show back in the Florida, Sarasota area, and we talked about how the big long bull market, which has made a rock star out of bond traders like Bill Gross, has come to a screeching halt. And now as we look out into the future of the bond market, we see gale force winds blowing. So you have to ebb and flow and you have to move with the cycles and you have to be in the right asset classes. What are the right asset classes right now? For the last 4 years, it's been stocks. It's been equities. It's still equities as we sit here today. You have to make the best of what opportunities you're given. You have to make hay while the sun shines, but you also have to be very, very vigilant. Any farmer will tell you, he's got to watch his crop daily. He's got to watch out for bugs. He's got to watch out for drought. He's got to watch out for diseases. He's got to watch out for mold. He's got to watch out for all kinds of things to protect his crop. The market is no different. It has to be tended. It has to be maintained. You have to have a keen eye out for approaching storms, hail, tornadoes, whatever. We've seen it all, haven't we, in the last 20 years. So my opinion at the current time, it's still the best place to be, equities that is, as long as you're keeping a very close eye on those individual equities on every row of your crop, and it continues to grow, it continues to flourish, but it won't always. There will come a time at some point in the future where a big correction will come along, and there will come a time in the future when a bear market ensues, right? So you have to tend that crop very, very carefully. Now, what should you be planting in your portfolio right now? When we come back, we'll take a look at some individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, the weekend is approaching once again. Short week. Hey, I'll take another weekend approaching. I never met a weekend that I didn't really look forward to. Oh, there's been a few, I guess, over time. But for the most part, those weekends are nice. But you know what? My weekend begins with writing a newsletter. Pretty much all day Friday and part of the morning on Saturday, but I make sure that I've got all my bases covered. I take a look at the big picture. Step back. Look at a picture, a one-year chart of the market to see where we're at. Take a look at some of the other asset classes and how they look. How's it look to be inverse the market, to continue to be a bear, which some people stubbornly are hanging on to their bearish positions. They've been getting clobbered, but they're too proud to admit that they've been wrong for a long, long time. We take a look at gold. Gold has been underperforming now for quite some time and has not been an asset class worthy of investing in my opinion, for the last year or so. Now, if you're holding physical gold and you're safe at home, you know, that's a whole different ball game. I'm talking about as an investment in your growth portfolio. We take a look at the perilous bond market every week, and it continues to get more and more perilous. We take a look inside the sectors of the market. We've seen for week after week after month, biotech, drug stocks, healthcare stocks, consumer stocks, and these housing and building stocks leading the way. We take a look at our model portfolios, one for aggressive investors, aggressive growth investors. There's about 25 or 30 stocks in that portfolio. We take a look at our conservative growth portfolio. We take a look at our income portfolio and our mutual fund portfolio for all you 401k investors. I'm pretty transparent. You can see right through me. Where did I go? There's my chair. Anyways, you can get my four-week trial to my newsletter. 4 weeks! I don't know anybody that offers that. And after that, we'll continue to send you the abbreviated version of the newsletter, which takes a look at everything I just mentioned except for the model portfolios. You can get on our weekly mailing list. We send out thousands of newsletters every week by visiting my website, pwstreet.com. The app had a huge day yesterday. We had an article out on MarketWatch about my current take on the market. And we showed a few pictures of the app and what the app is saying right now. And you can download the Best Stocks Now app. I hope it lives up to its name. I think it does. I use it every single day. I would be completely lost as far as managing money without having the app point me in the right direction on a daily basis. It covers 3,400 different stocks. I was on a show yesterday in Florida, and he said, how do you cover 3,400 stocks? We just cover 50 here. Well, you know, I guess I would say, why do I want to limit my universe to just 50, number one? And number two, with today's technology available, it's quite easy to download the numbers that I need. Now, these guys, to be fair, back on in the Florida area, they do a show every day called The Rudd Report. They've thoroughly analyzed. I mean thoroughly analyze their companies. They look at the last 12 quarters of their income statements and whatnot. I don't do that thorough of research. I mean, I think I would be bogged down in the research. Look, to each his own. Each guy's got his own thing that he does. I take a look at performance. I take a look at valuation, which I do myself. And I take a look at the stock chart. And I do a little bit of research, find out what the company does, what kind of profits, what kind of growth they've had, what kind of expectations are out there. In my book, that's enough to know where the best stocks now are at any given point in time. I did the thorough research in the past. I was an analyst. The problem is you become too narrowly focused on a few companies rather than, I feel like the more rocks you look under, go out on a gold mining trip, the more rocks you look under, the more apt you are, the higher your probabilities are of finding that really shiny gold nugget. I mentioned a stock to those guys yesterday called Regeneron, which has been one of the biggest winners in the market over the last few years. They had never heard of it. So I guess, you know what? Each guy has his own thing. I like to, and if I find a stock that is not in my database, I add it. I don't want to miss anything. I want the numbers crunched every day at 1:30, 2 o'clock on all these stocks out there, and I want to know where the best stocks are now. Okay, let's talk about one. Obamacare is going to put 30 million people into the marketplace that weren't there before. And they're going to require drugs, they're going to require medical devices, they're going to require nursing homes, and they're going to require orthopedic instruments, on and on and on and on, medical supplies and hospital beds, and it goes on and on and on. That's why the medical sector has been one of the best performing sectors in the market for the last couple of years. And I remain heavily weighted in that sector. One stock that I own that's kind of in the thick of it all, let's see where they're headquartered. They are headquartered, Molina Healthcare is headquartered in Long Beach, California. I'm very familiar with Long Beach, California. It's about 2 hours north of me. They have the Long Beach Grand Prix there every year, a road race through the city of Long Beach. They have the Queen Mary. If you're going to take a cruise, a 7-day Mexican cruise, Long Beach is probably your port of call. Nice area. Don't forget the Fred Hall Fishing Show every March, where we learn about all the new lures and tackle and the trips we can take to Alaska and Mexico to bring back a freezer full of fillets. Well, there's also a company called Molina Healthcare. They provide managed healthcare service to 1.7 million members via government-sponsored programs for low-income families. Doesn't sound like a money-making proposition, but it is. Over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, the stock's been averaging 28% per year. It's up 42% over the last 12 months. It gets a performance grade of A- right now. It has the performance I like. Does it have the valuation that I like? Well, it's currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. It has a PEG ratio of 1.1. When I take the earnings and extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, what the analysts think the company can grow by, which is about 15% per year, I come up and I apply a multiple to those future earnings, I come up with the $72 target price. It passes my value test. It passes my performance test. Last test is that visual test. Look at a stock chart. Is it in a downtrend? If it is, I wouldn't buy it. Is it in a sideways trend? If it is, I'd wait till it broke out. Is it in a nice, healthy uptrend? Yes, I like the health of Molina Healthcare, and it's currently a stock I own. In my aggressive growth accounts, because it's a small cap. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever.
I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I do see that my latest article has just been posted up on thestreet.com. It is titled, Gunderson, What's Your Exit Strategy? In other words, they're not asking me. I'm the author of the article. They said, here's Gunderson's latest article, and it's called What's Your Exit Strategy? You know what? I mean, that's a timely topic right now. You know what? Four years and 2 months of bull. It could go for seven. You know, some say that the market runs in seven-year cycles. That's why we're vigilant all the time. This bull is still intact. But I think it's wise to have an exit strategy at all times. My office is in a 20-story building in downtown San Diego, in Southern California. You ever hear of the San Andreas Fault? They used to say, what's California's greatest fault? Jerry Brown, Governor Brown. Just kidding. But you know what? We have an exit strategy here in our building. If something were to happen, well, I just figure I'm toast. You know, an 8.0 earthquake or whatever. The 19th floor becomes the first floor. But we do have an exit strategy. We've had a couple of evacuations from our building. My office is right across from the stairwell. And I've gone down that stairwell several times since I've been here. I have a flashlight ready to go in my drawer here. We have an exit strategy. It's a very orderly exit strategy. I think too many investors and too many professional money managers have no exit strategy. The only exit strategy they know is to call up and say, sell everything. Oh, that's amateur hour. That's not an exit strategy. You know what that exit strategy is equivalent to in a 20-story building jumping out the window of the 19th floor? That's no exit strategy. You know what? You're probably going to get squished under that scenario. I think a more appropriate exit strategy is a methodical, well-thought-out plan. Looking at your stocks every single day. Looking at the horizon to see if there's any storms approaching. Keeping your old sniffer open for any smoke that you might smell in the building. And reporting it very quickly. Listening for alarms. Watching for signs that there's trouble. Sirens approaching. All kinds of things. But staying very, very calm, very cool. Having a methodical approach. Having an exit strategy, whether you have a 401k at work. Listen, if you've got a small cap, if you've got money in your small cap growth fund in your 401k at work right now, why would you sell it? You know how much that thing is up since 2009? I mean, hopefully your 401k has become a 901k since 2009 because the market certainly has. But at some point in time, there has to be an exit strategy when things start to change. Because one thing we do know for sure, there's a lot of ifs. There's a lot of questions in the market every single day. There's a lot of decisions to be made. But one thing that is certain, there will be another bear market. I mean, we're not going to go for the next 35, 40 years without a bear market. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen within the next month, few months, next few years. It will happen. And at that point, you have to have thought ahead and you have to have some kind of a plan in hand to handle such an event. So you can go to thestreet.com and you can get my current take on the market and what my exit strategy is. You know what? That's probably the one question. Well, there's a couple points here. That's the one question I get asked more than any. How are you going to handle when the market starts to turn? You know what? I write about it every single week in my newsletter. That's why my phones don't ring off the hook here when the market's down a couple hundred points. Because folks know exactly where I stand. And exactly the action that I will be taking when the worm starts to turn. The second comment I get most often is people coming to me from other wirehouse firms, mostly wirehouse firms, other brokers, other well-known money managers across America. You know why they're coming to me? Because their guy didn't have an exit strategy. They let them get clobbered and killed and no protection. There was no exit strategy in place. And when they called up and said, hey, what's the exit strategy here? Well, the exit strategy is to stay the course. We've mapped out a plan for you. We've mapped out an asset allocation for you. You're 60 years old. You should have 60% of your money in bonds. That's what the computer models tell us right now. That's what the asset allocation model tells us. I say bull to that. We're looking at a bear market looming in the bond market. Why would I want to have 60% of my assets in the bond market? I'm going to find another money manager, doggone it. And you know what? I mean, they get frustrated. And finally, the only way that there is an exit strategy, finally, the customer, the client gets so mad. Sometimes they come storming into the broker's offices. I demand that you sell everything. I'm not staying the course this time. I don't like what I see. The punch bowl's been pulled. The economy's whatever. The economy's going south. The dollar's starting to collapse. Inflation starting to show up in the equation. Layoffs are happening, and you're telling me to stay the course because we've mapped out a plan? Where do I get a transfer form and transfer my account out? You know, and unfortunately, people, then they don't do enough homework on who they transfer the money to. They go from one bad broker to another bad broker. There's not a lot of competent people in my industry. I hate to say it. Listen, if I watch CNBC, which should have the most competent of the competent people, right? Okay, you're good enough. We think you're worthy of being on the biggest financial channel in the world, the one that most people watch. How many competent people do you think I see on there calling, making good calls on the market? I see very few. If you call Cisco a good call, you know, I don't know why they don't just call it the Cisco channel. Oh, we like Cisco here. We think Cisco's a buy here. They've got a clean balance sheet. They're growing at 4% a year. You know, at one time, Cisco was a great call 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I see this guy right now in the corner of my CNBC screen. His mug is on there every single day. He has been wrong for months. I'm not saying he's not competent. He's just been wrong. He's led investors down the wrong path. He's been bearish on the market throughout this entire 20-25% run in the market. And he remains bearish. All right, whatever. Like I say, you got to pick the people that you follow, that you trust. I'm not saying I'm the guy. You have to determine that. You have to listen. You have to write down some of the things. You got to follow along and see whether or not I make good calls or not, whether or not I lead you, or whether or not I make you money or not, whether or not I keep you out of trouble, whether or not I keep you out of the wrong asset classes, whether or not I'm trying to sell you an annuity that pays me a big commission. You know what? All of that is stuff that you have to take into account when you determine who's going to manage your money. The last thing is, I think a lot of people finally throw up their hands in total frustration. I think this is probably the most common scenario. They throw up their hands in total frustration and they say, I'm going to manage this account myself. I've had it. I'm moving my account to Schwab. I'm moving my account to Ameritrade. I'm moving my account to Scottrade. And I'm going to take over management of this account myself. And I'll be honest with you. You probably couldn't do too much worse than the person that was managing your money. In fact, I think you've probably got a better intuition and pay a little bit more attention to your account than the person that was managing it before. That's another question you've got to ask yourself. How much attention is my broker or my money manager or whoever it is, your advisor, how much attention does he pay to my account on a daily basis? Does he look at it once a month? Do we have a quarterly review and he tells me to stay the course? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. The better question is, how much attention do you want paid to your account? I've only been accused a few times by people saying, I don't know that you're paying attention to my account. And I reply, you know what? I rarely miss a day of work. I'm here from the time the market opens till the time the market closes, paying attention to your account every single day. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, can't sing, slightly bald, also dances. No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Again, just a reminder, the weekend fast approaching here, and we send out the newsletter every Saturday. You can get on the weekly mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Okay, before they take the punch bowl away, and of course that's what this whole hullabaloo over the last couple of weeks has been about, Mr. Bernanke and his punch bowl and his what ifs and could and maybes, and you never know, this type of Fed speak. He's gone to, I guess, politician school to learn this kind of speech. Well, you don't really pin yourself down on any one issue. You really kind of remain ambiguous till you get in office, you know, then you do what you damn well please. But anyways, we've got the Fed wondering, thinking maybe we'll take away this punch bowl that's been feeding, that the bulls have been feeding at the trough of for the last couple of years here with these low interest rates. But you know what? The punch bowl's still there. And housing stocks continue to do well. And companies that are related. I talked about Beacon Roofing, which has been doing real well here recently. I've talked about Watsco, which makes air conditioning products. And I've talked about Trex Lumber, which is actually plastic lumber. And I've talked about their competitor, Lumber Liquidators, and on and on and on. Well, there's another company that's still in the thick of things. I've talked about this stock several times on the air. It's not a recommendation. It's just another example of a best stock now, a company that is benefiting wildly and continues to benefit wildly from a red-hot mortgage market. It's headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, where our show is heard every single day. Ocwen Financial is a mid-cap stock, $5.9 billion in market capitalization. What's the sweetest of the sweetest spots in the market right now? Mid-cap growth, domestic, small-cap growth, domestic. Here you've got a mid-cap growth domestic stock. What's the sweetest of the sectors right now? Biotech, the pharmaceuticals, healthcare, and anything having to do with building, home building, and construction. Ocwen Financial provides residential and commercial mortgage loan servicing, special servicing, and asset management services. They're in a sweet spot of the asset classes right now. They're in a sweet spot of the sectors right now, and they're benefiting from Bernanke's punch bowl. Over the last 10 years, Ocwen has delivered 32% per year to its happy investors. Real gem down there in Georgia. Over the last 5 years, Ocwen has delivered 58% per year. One of the best performing stocks in the entire market over the last 5 years. The market's only been averaging 3.4% per year. Over the last 3 years, Ocwen has been delivering 51%. And over the last 12 months, Ocwen is up an unbelievable 158%. Ocwen is a stock that I own in my growth accounts. Ocwen currently is trading at 7.8 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 20, 25% per year over the next 5 years. It's trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. In fact, it has a PEG ratio right now, if you believe the analyst, of about 0.31. I have an $85 five-year target price on Ocwen. It's currently trading at 43 out of the 3,400 stocks that I follow and track and crunch the numbers on a daily basis. Ocwen comes in at number 16. It gets an A+, and it has a very, very nice looking stock chart. All right, we're going to talk to Craig Brock right now. We did get a little bit of news this week. We got pending home sales. Hey, bad news is good news, Craig. We're seeing interest rates settle down a little bit.
Yeah, finally getting a little bit of a pullback after that drubbing that we took Friday and then again, this week. And the scenario is if you have one of those Ocwen loans, if you call down there in Georgia, you'll probably be routed to our office because we're actually considered a same servicer of those loans, and we'll be able to get your HARP loan done in the speed of time. We're not even running the electronic underwriting on those deals, Bill. We're underwriting those with a real human being.
You know, that's always nice to have a real human being. On the other end, hey, do you think we got enough bad news this week? You know, the jobless claims weren't that great. Pending home sales, we got GDP at 2.4%. Do you think we got enough bad news this week to keep the punch flowing?
No, I think we need a little bit more, Bill. This GDP that came in at 2.4%, certainly this isn't the escape velocity that we would expect to see. But try telling that to someone now trying to buy a home. The home sales numbers were great out of Case-Shiller. Pending home sales, up measurably. Nothing, too significant there. But it's the lack of inventory. And in order to combat that lack of inventory, you really need to work with a realtor that knows your marketplace. That's the key.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I talk to people that find the dream home and they go in and make a bid and they find out they're one of 10 people bidding on the same house.
Bill, some of these listings are fraudulent listings we're finding. When a price sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and it might be a scenario where the agent is potentially trying to defraud the lender. We're seeing a lot of unusual situations.
Wow. Well, you want to work with a good, reputable realtor, and you want to work with a good, reputable mortgage person also. I know just the guy. Where can we get in touch with Craig Brock?
I would call. We're very friendly. 855-900-3279 or craigbrockmortgage.com.
All right, Craig, let's hope for more bad news. we'll talk to you again tomorrow. That's Craig Brock. Of course, you can Google his name, Craig Brock Mortgage. He does work all over the country for folks. And, the guy knows the mortgage industry, and he knows where those rates are at any given point in time. He'll give you some good advice. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, I am pwstreet.com. I'm also 855-611-BEST. We got a pretty friendly staff here, too, that will help give you any information you want on our services. All right. It's been a good day. Take care, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.